Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, man.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Tonight, and you're listening to Bing Fisher and American by Design. And thank you, Brian Futch. You can find Brian Futch's music over on brianfutch.com. You're listening to Conservative Nation Media, and the call-in number here is 646-478-5284. Been a hell of a week, ain't it? Ain't it? You can also check me out on our website, BiteMeInTheBasement.com. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, where we try to aggregate some news stories for you and so on from the past week and every day as we get them, actually. One thing I did notice, but before I get into that, also you can catch me over on MeWe, and that's Bing Fisher. Just kind of look for it. Parler's coming back up. Yay. Yeah. Looks like the Gab CEO is going to lend them some servers so they can get back up this week, which is good news. Like I said, it's been a week. It's been one more impeachment later. That's two for the president. Can we go for three? Can we squeeze another one here in, what, 3 days? Can we squeeze another one in? Oh, man, it's every day with these people. The liberal left is just unglued. They hate this man. They just can't stand him. They just want him out. You got Nancy Pelosi overstepping her boundaries, as she did a couple weeks ago, which we told you about, when she went to the military and requested that she has the launch codes, that President Trump doesn't have them. I mean, you know, you talk about treason, you talk about the things that go on in this country, and then you got the lying liberal media, the lapdogs for the Democrats, the lying Democrats as they are, you know. I mean, these people just, it's not so much what you hear from the media, it's what you don't hear that's scary. That's the scary part about the media and big tech now. You got big tech. And anyways, I was going to get onto the subject briefly. I don't know if any of you, anybody else around here has been looking at websites or maybe an article or something. You pull it up, look at the browser bar up top, and seeing as I do websites kind of like for a living, because I do promote one and I do own one, well, more than one. But have you ever noticed a 202 error in your browser bar up top? That's a HTTP request error, which means that the other server hasn't really totally resolved the original posting of the HTTP request or upload. I've just been noticing that a lot. I've also been noticing if you look on YouTube, just search anything, really. It doesn't really matter much. But you'll notice Microsoft coming up in almost every answer somewhere. MSNBC, ABC. You don't notice any kind of conservative-leaning news organizations coming up in the search engine when you go to search for something. And I'm not, you know, talking about, I use DuckDuckGo. I don't use Google, but I'm just saying when you look on YouTube, if you go over there, just type anything. Just see what comes up. I'm kind of curious. Is the algorithm just shadow banning me? Is it, you know, just on my six, or is it on everybody else's? And look for that 202 error. That's a little scary, if you ask me. But not that I'm a conspiratorialist. I'm just saying, okay, it's a little strange because I've never noticed it before. Never. And all of a sudden you get 202, you might get a 203 error or something like that. But it's not really an error. It still might display the website, but something else is going on there. I don't know if something's shadowing the request that I'm making to look at a certain article. I don't know what it is. It's just strange. Anyways, the liberal media this week, of course, with the impeachment, if you want to call it that, it's a sham is what it is. It's totally a sham. It's not going to carry water. But the thing is that you've got Trump, you know, with his innocuous speech that he made at the Capitol, which he really wasn't at the Capitol, but which he made that really doesn't pertain to anything that the Democrats are accusing him of. I mean, if you listen to the speech, it was, like I said, innocuous. It was go make your voices heard. This election was stolen, go make your voices heard. He didn't encourage anything. He didn't promote a riot or incite one. And yet the Democrats, again, just cannot let go of this man. They can't let go. I don't know what they're going to do when he's not there the next 4 years. They're going to be pretty damn bored, if you ask me. But I was looking at, and I mixed this down, actually. Earlier, I mixed this down. And it's just this leftist hate, this hatred out there, right? And this ignorant hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy. How for 4 years, counting, they've been going after the president. For one thing or another, it doesn't matter. Just make it up. Make up the Russian collusion hoax, right? Make anything up. Never let a crisis go to waste is what Rahm Emanuel used to say. But when you go back and you listen to the Democrat leftist rhetoric over the past 4 years, and you start putting it together, it kind of sounds like this.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. Mm-hmm. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yep. Maxine Waters in her glory. She's not inciting a riot, is she? She's not trying to get up in somebody's face. She's not trying to tell people to go and just mess with people wherever they go, if they're out eating, if they're out in a public place. No. No, she's not. No. Madonna out there calling for the president's execution to blow up the White House? No, she's not inciting a riot. Oh, come on. How crazy are you being? Really? No. None of these people. Nancy Pelosi? No, they're not inciting a riot. You got actors calling for his execution. Where's John Wilkes Booth when you need him? No. They're not inciting a riot. They're not causing hate. These people are full of hate. Liberals hate themselves. I swear to God, they actually hate themselves. And they want you to be as miserable as they are because they're more miserable than you. They hate themselves. And they hate this country and they hate you. Now, I don't know what's going on this week. I'm not going to sit there and be a soothsayer. I had some information last week or week before, and it proved to be a little bit faulty. And that's what I get for trusting some people that I think are in the know, but they're not really in the know, if you know what I mean. And the QAnon people that are coming out of the freaking woodwork all over, and God bless them, I know that they mean well, but I'm sorry, I can't follow it, okay? It's one conspiracy after the next, one big conspiracy after the next. Unless you got some hard, factual news that I can somehow fact check, then don't even bring it up to me. Don't contact me. Don't text me. Don't tell me about it. I don't care to hear about it. I really don't. Not at this point in time. Not at this juncture in the crossroads that we find ourselves. Facts are what matter. And what happens this week is going to be what happens. I don't profess to know what's going to happen, but we'll just let it play out. Just let it ride out. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, and the number here is 646-478-5284. Now, we also have some other hosts, Robert Garding and Vincent Brown, on this network that are doing some great work, and I wanted to point them out, too. So check out their shows on Conservative Nation Media. And, you know, listen to what they got to say. All of us here are doing what we, we're trying to do our best at. Some better than others, maybe. I don't know, but we're trying to get word out. We're trying to get the news out. We're trying to get what we believe, our opinion out, our op-eds out. And like I said, after that last piece, the liberals, no, they don't espouse hate. Well, of course they do. But they'll be the first ones to say that, oh, Trump incited a riot just to make his life miserable. And I pray for him. I mean, they're talking about cutting out his Secret Service access after he's out of office. Unheard of. Never been done, as far as I know. As long as I've been alive, anyways. And yet, they hate him that much. They really do. They just can't. They can't fathom themselves to even listen to anything that he says. They just dismiss everything. After he rebuilt our military that was decimated by Obama and Biden, after he restored our energy independence that was decimated by Obama and Biden, after he talked tough with China and North Korea and put them on the back burner, when Obama and Biden just pacified them, got 20,000 guard, National Guard troops in the Capitol right now. That's more than we've got in Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran combined. 20,000 men and women to protect the government or to protect the politicians like Joe Biden. Well, if you need that many, then maybe the people did not elect you. Do you ever think about that? Stop and think about it for a minute. If you need that large of a military presence on your inauguration day, if you need that big of a military presence, then maybe the people did not elect you. Something to think about.
Seven in ten millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number 3, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for health care, for quality health care, while their own people are dying. Number 4, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number 5. Socialism and communism have never worked, no matter how many times they've been tried. It has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
Thank you, Liz Wheeler. We all appreciate that, too. It seems millennials, they just, I don't know, they don't get the memo. They haven't gotten the memo of what freedom really is. They just haven't gotten it. It seems like Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey got caught in a little lie. And this from the liberal hive mind, that's one that I follow.
Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. And of course, the abundant hypocrisy of the left these days is the abundant hypocrisy of Silicon Valley and the tech oligarchs who are engaging in the most undemocratic, unconstitutional partisan attacks of censorship in American history. And this time, it's not hearsay, it's not he said, she said, it's not a dumb Senate hearing where Jack Dorsey lies for 2 hours straight. It's leaked footage. It's actually Jack himself exposing the truth. You know, for so long, he's just been frankly lying. There's the famous clip of him saying this.
I do think it would be dangerous for a company like ours, going back to that fear point, to be arbiters of truth.
When questioned by little Bri Stelter, we all know the infamous Joe Rogan podcast that he did with the head of policy, Joe Rogan, and Tim Pool, where he straight up lied once again for 2 hours straight, and of course the symbolic Senate hearings. Well, Jack, this time we got you, finally admitting the truth. The thing about these Democrat elites is they only admit the truth behind the camera when they think no one's recording, which is why there's so many clips of Democrats, Democrat leaders, thought leaders, campaigners, campaign officials, saying what they truly think, saying what they truly plan, and what they truly feel, getting caught on a secret recording or on a leaked recording behind closed doors. Why is it always Democrats? Think about it. How many leaked pieces has Project V, and even beyond Project V, just random leaked footage, been released in respect to the Democrats? And it all boils down to one thing, once again, referencing Hillary Clinton and her public policy and private policy. And so, we gotta talk about this. I gotta show you guys exactly what Jack said, the leaked footage, and we gotta call out and expose once again big tech, the greatest existential threat to not only American democracy but world democracy and the world at large, I'd say. Maybe even running up with China at this point, considering they seem to be using the same tactics of censorship control as the CCP. But before we get into any of it, please make sure to leave a like, a comment, subscribe, share the video as much as possible. We are still shadow banned by the YouTube algorithm, hidden from non-subscribed viewers. And with that out of the way, let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so once again, here's Jack Dorsey saying what he refuses is to say out in public.
We are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. And the moves that we're making today around QAnon, for instance, is one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on. So the team has a lot of work and a lot of focus on this particular issue.
And you notice one thing over there. He keeps saying, we're focused on one account. And he says, this is going to be much bigger than just one account. Why is it that Democrats always feel the need to speak in coded language? If you were doing the right thing, truly, if you were confident behind your decision and your stance, you wouldn't have to mask what your intent is and the context of what you're speaking about, especially in a private call. Only gangsters and mafiosos speak in coded language. Then why are Silicon Valley CEOs and company founders using the same tactics? It's because what they're doing is fundamentally wrong, unconstitutional, and un-American. It's because most of the people disagree with what they're doing. Survey: voters would rather see big tech companies face punishment for censorship than see another impeachment. The people know it. The people understand the evil behind monopolistic power, especially when used to censor, to twist, to control information in the same way that foreign dictatorships do to their citizens. People understand in the Western world the importance of free speech, at least. Most most of them. Yet our politicians sit on their hands and do absolutely nothing about it, while focused on these impeachment charades as a distraction. Big tech, corporations, foreign interests, corporate interests get to do whatever they want behind the scenes while politicians create a great mirage, a smokescreen, so to speak, using the news cycle, using the media as a means of distraction from the true issues in American society. It's the oldest play in the book. Big scandal. American voters clearly want to see this issue resolved. They want free speech to return to public discourse. There's massive distrust, but the media will focus and sensationalize anything that they possibly can, like a Twinkie on a stick, to distract people from what's actually going on. And eventually, the hope is that it'll be memory hold. We have a serious issue when it comes to memory holding. Think about all of the crazy things that happened in 2020. Think of the news cycle. We don't even talk about it anymore. We don't talk about what happened with BLM. We don't talk about Nancy Pelosi in Chinatown. We don't talk about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. The world has moved on. I mean, of course, we talk about it, but most of the people don't. It's a little glimpse in their memory and a little memory file at the back of their brain, subconsciously, but it's not there in the present, in their thought. Essentially, it's memory hold. That's what the entire term refers to. And the news cycle moves so fast, so quickly, constantly, and the powers that be understand this and use it to their advantage as a smokescreen to get away with whatever they want. Just think about the words. Think about that quote. It's gonna get much bigger, Jack Dorsey said, meaning Donald Trump is just the first target. They're just getting started. His account is the first target, and following January 20th, they're going to start to expand their efforts to a much greater degree and continue going after those who are dissidents, continue going after those who represent a political ideology that they disagree with. Pointing the finger, but definitely don't look at us. You know, we've got this right over here. Apple CEO Cook: we suspended Parler because incitement to violence is not free speech. Well, if that was the standard, then every single social media platform of all time should receive the Parler treatment, but they won't. People on Twitter, accounts that are still open to this day, not suspended, not reprimanded whatsoever, not flagged or disputed whatsoever, have been pushing misinformation and inciting violence for years. Trump rallies and Trump groups and any type of conservative rally is met with an Antifa counter-protest where they assault and attack Trump supporters. The violence is incited, instigated, and coordinated on places and platforms like Twitter and Facebook, but of course, that goes with no reprimand whatsoever, with absolute impunity. However, people on the other political side don't receive the same treatment, and the few folks who engage in this type of rhetoric on that political side are used as a scapegoat to go after Parler, of course, because it's a political and a corporate competitor. It's never been about the virtue. It's never been about doing what's right. It's always been about power. It's always been about suppression, suppression of speech, suppression of political power, and corporate suppression, so these companies can remain at the top and continue being the puppet masters of society. Speaking of puppet master, look at this headline right over here. Google experiment hid news sources from consumers. Google is conducting sociological experiments and propaganda experiments. If we're talking about being a puppet master of society, this is exactly what I mean. We know Google planned on shifting or increasing voter turnout. Of course, for one political side, they'll never admit it, but that's what we know, by 6 to 10%. They're actively trying to change outcomes in the election to favor their interests. That's not a democracy. That is election interference at its best. A couple Russian bots, going both ways, by the way, just trying to sow discord and sow division within American society, is a minuscule factor, if a factor at all. In my opinion, it basically wasn't a factor in 2016. Meanwhile, you have these tech oligarchies, tech monopolies, that are truly interfering with the democratic process. I'm sure you guys know the website Gab. Gab's CEO, and here are his direct quotes: I had a very close relationship with Facebook and Twitter. I got to see the evils of their business model for many years. What we're seeing in America right now is the rise of communism. And of course, with the rise of communism, what follows suit intrinsically? Well, it's very obviously, based on historical evidence, dictatorship, fascism, control, suppression, propaganda. Surprise, surprise, that's exactly what we're seeing, folks. There is no difference between Silicon Valley's practices and the CCP's practice to suppress their people. I mean, just think about it. It's a little bit inverted, but it's basically the same thing. In North Korea, for instance, they suppress the internet, they suppress social media. In America and the Western world, social media suppresses information and suppresses the people. It's inverted, but it's the same exact outcome. The power dynamic is just shifted. Instead of Kim Jong-un, it's Jack Dorsey. And so it's time to fight back, folks. And luckily, some people are. Proposed bill seeks to allow citizens to sue tech giants for censorship. Wow, Mexico's socialist president leads international effort to rein in tech giants after President Trump is silenced online, something Democrats cheered. Mexico's socialist president apparently has more of a backbone to defend the American Constitution, the American way of life, American values. values than the Democrat Party and Democrat leaders. Just to put things into perspective a little bit, and to end the video on a positive note, big tech clowns wipe out $51.2 billion in combined market value since banning free speech of President Trump. Get woke, go broke. The Trump curse remains to not only be an age-old adage, but prophetic in nature. Now that's the video that I got for you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure to leave a like, a comment, subscribe, share the video as much as possible. We're still shadow banned by the YouTube algorithm. Now I gotta get back to work, folks. Of course, got one more video to record for the day, but I want to thank you guys for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.
You're listening to American by Design, and that was Liberal Hive Mind. You know, ask y'all, check him out. The dude used to be a liberal. He's young, and he's got a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. He puts out, I don't know, 3 videos a day. But it's important that y'all understand and hear the information. Like I said, it's important that we understand the other side and how they are just so full of hate. It's unbelievable. I'll be right back.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER or the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, or a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. The number here is 646-478-5284. Seems my chat's, I can't type anything in it, but ever since I kicked New Orleans, I had to kick him. I ain't got time to put up with that kind of crap tonight. But it seems like ever since I banned him that it's not letting me on, so hopefully I didn't ban myself. But
people ask me, hey, Bing, what do you listen to? What do you watch? You know, where do you get your information? Well, I get my information from a lot of different sources. One of my main sources probably is What Finger. I really like that website. I like my website, bitemeinthebasement.com, where I put up interesting tidbits of information that you might want. And actually, that mix of the hypocrisy I'll put that up a little bit later. I see Robert Garding, I think it is, in the channel. And what I'm trying to figure out is how much hate, and you're talking about systemic hate, right? It's, you can talk about systemic violence or systemic this, you know, how the liberals just want to throw around that systemic racism card or whatever it is. But there's such a thing as systemic hate, and it seems like the liberals just love it. They're just into it totally. All the way, because they hate themselves. I said it before, you know, they're miserable people. When you really speak to one, they're just miserable. They hate themselves. They hate you. They hate everybody else. They hate themselves. There's no redeeming qualities in them that they can see. It's all about hate. They hate you. They hate the government. They hate this country, but they'll make money off it. All these elitists in power, that's all they want to do is keep controlling power. We've got a little thing going on in our county here in Tennessee, and it's against an alderman by the mayor, Little Jimmy, we call him. He's really just a communist is what he is. But Little Jimmy wants to, you know, pull out an alderman, and the alderman had to take out a full-page ad on the back of the sports section here, which the whole newspaper is probably about 8 pages long. It sucks. We're a small town. Okay. But he takes out a full-page ad in the back explaining how Jimmy Haley wants to get him out of office, run him out of office. You know why? Because he attended the Trump rally at the Capitol. And the mayor wants to cancel culture him. They want to cancel him. How soon do you think it will be until they start canceling Joe Biden? Because you know that chick wants the job bad. Kamala, as Donald Trump would call her. She wants that job real bad. You don't know. How soon is it going to be till Joe Biden is canceled? I don't think it's going to be that long. Because she wants the job. She wants the gig. And so does Pelosi. They don't like Biden. None of them do. They know he's baggage. Pretty much like they are. Pelosi especially, she's not stupid, but she knows they are baggage. And she's going to do whatever she can to jump in the way, jump in front of that train and derail it. And she's probably going to derail AOC that you heard in a couple bits ago. The trumpeter for the progressive movement. But the queen bee is going to want to derail her as well. I don't think it's going to bode well for any of them. Because I think the American people are coming onto it. They're starting to figure it out. If they haven't already, there's a lot that have. But there's a couple other sites and a couple other places I go to. Like I said, YouTube lately is just kind of sucking for everybody. Rumble is a good site. Gab is a good site. And I heard Gab, like I said, is going to either rent or loan or give Parler some servers so they can get back in the game this week, which is good news for our side. It's great news. I go to listen to Dan Bongino, who owns Summer Parlor. He's an investor in it. Listen to Mark Levin, the great one. I check out a lot of different websites. I listen to a lot of different people. Predominantly, I listen to others around me that I talk to. And that's where I get my news from anymore. There's some sites that I just basically gave up on. One American News Network I like. Newsmax is another one I like. I don't know. You have to search to try to find what suits you, what you like, what your personal preferences are. I can't tell you where to go. I can just maybe tell you to go check this out. Listen to them a couple times. See if you like it. And then hang in there. I don't know what's going to happen this week. I know we got some hosts that are going to be talking this week on Conservative Nation Media about the events that are going on or will be going on. The inauguration is a big one. I don't know how that's going to play out. Not when you got 20,000 National Guard troops in one spot. Think about that. Think about how screwed up we are as a country that we got 20,000 National Guard troops in one place, in the Capitol. In the Capitol of the United States of America. Not overseas, not in Afghanistan, not in Iraq, not in North Korea, but here in the United States. And think about a president that's been reprimanded twice. The first time, falsely. The second time, falsely. The first time, a big, fat lie concocted by the Democrats, concocted by the liberal media, concocted by the tech giants. It even further put in the pot on the second time, banning accounts, threatening people. Do I have to play that again? I don't even know if I got time to pull it back up, but yeah, threatening people, threatening the president. Threatening you. Your way of life, the American dream. Like I said, the leftist media, it's not what they tell you. It's what they don't tell you that's so disconcerting, really. And it should make you, it should scare the shit out of you. Pardon my French. It should scare you, like this does.
I just don't. People need.
Yep, good old Maxine. You can always count on Maxine Waters. Hopefully that audio came through. I think I might have had a button pressed where I shouldn't, but oh well. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Ben Fisher, and the call-in number actually is getting on. I only got about 13 minutes. 646-478-5284, Conservative Nation Media. And I see Robert in the chat, and the hate is actually terrible. I mean, and I can't imagine myself, you know, I mean, there's people say, well, you know, maybe we ought to play the same game that they're doing. Maybe we ought to do the same thing that they're doing. Turn it around on them. I don't know. I ain't got that much hate in my heart to go after anybody like that. Not after, like, these sickos that you just heard, if you did hear them. I ain't got that much time in my life to devote to hate. I don't know who does. I don't think anybody does. I just don't have that much time or energy nor inclination. I really don't care. I'm worried about what happens this week. It's a pivotal move or moment in our nation. And I just hope and pray that we come through it. I don't know where else to leave it other than that. All I want to do is say, look, y'all take care of yourselves. Lock and load if you got to. Make sure you got enough supplies, because we don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of people just resigned themselves to the fact that Joe Biden will be president for 4 years. I don't know if I'm at that point yet. Maybe I'm just hardcore stickler that, you know, that I'm waiting for something. Maybe that's what it is. I'm waiting for something. What that is, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you. That would actually be furthering the flames of hatred, wouldn't it? If you think about it. Like I said, I don't have that much time, nor inclination, nor energy, nor that I don't have that much hate in my heart for other people, like the liberals do, like they're good at. So until next week, y'all take care of each other. Watch out for each other. Look over your six. Help somebody else's six. Get their back. Because you don't know when you might need that help. Good night, God bless, and you're listening to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media. Good night. Across the ocean.
Like so many others, he fought for the cause with great devotion. And just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud and clear.
Brian Futch. You can get his music over on brianfutch.com. Thank you and good night, y'all. God bless.